Grant Cardone Capital adds 350 BTC and 22.3 Matters Bitcoin buy. Grant Cardone said his firm Cardone Capital added 350 Bitcoin to its holdings, a purchase worth roughly $22.3 million, in a post published August 4, 2026. Bitcoin traded at about 63,771 as of that date, up 0.9% over 24 hours, which lines up closely with the stated purchase value at 350 coins. The announcement came directly from Cardone via a widely shared post, with no accompanying regulatory filing at the time of writing. For a privately held real estate manager, the tweet is the primary record of the buy rather than an audited disclosure, so the figure reflects what Cardone himself stated. A real estate manager buying coins, Cardone Capital runs apartment complexes and multifamily property funds, an income model built on rent rather than trading. The Bitcoin strategy grafts a volatile digital asset onto that base. Cardone has spent the past 2 years framing his funds as a hybrid. Tenants pay rent, the firm collects cash flow, and a portion rotates into BTC held on the balance sheet. That structure separates Cardone Capital from the pure-play treasury companies that raise equity or debt for the sole purpose of stacking coins. Here, the Bitcoin sits alongside a cash-generating operating business. The 350-coin buy is an increment on top of holdings Cardone has referenced before, not a first entry. The accumulation trend behind it, the purchase adds to a run of corporate and fund buyers treating Bitcoin as a reserve asset. Public treasury vehicles led by Strategy have set the template, and a widening group of smaller managers has followed with periodic buys. Michael Saylor's Strategy recently signaled its own first purchase in 5 weeks, and institutional flows have shown up elsewhere. Spot Bitcoin ETFs snapped a two-month outflow streak with $172.4 million of July inflows. Against that backdrop, a $22.3 million buy is modest. It clears the bar for coverage less on size than on the protagonist. Cardone is a well-known real estate figure with a large retail following, and his framing of property plus Bitcoin reaches an audience that traditional treasury companies do not. The market reaction was muted. Bitcoin's 0.9% daily move and a fear and greed reading of 36 in fear territory show no obvious price response to the announcement. Reading the numbers with care, a single accumulation post is a data point, not a strategy audit. The 350 coin figure comes from Cardone's own statement, and privately held funds are not required to publish holdings the way a public treasury company files with the SEC. That gap matters for anyone weighing the claim. There is no third-party confirmation of the transaction beyond the announcement itself. The economics also deserve flat treatment. Buying Bitcoin with property cash flow ties two very different risk profiles together. Rent income is relatively stable. Bitcoin is not. A fund that reports gains during a rally can just as easily mark those positions down in a drawdown, and the leverage inherent in real estate financing sits underneath the whole structure. None of that is unique to Cardone, but it is the substance behind the headline number. For individuals watching this trend and wondering how to hold or spend BTC directly, the mechanics are different from a fund balance sheet. Some self-custody options let holders spend from their own wallets, without handing coins to a custodian, which sidesteps the counterparty risk that a managed vehicle carries. That distinction, who actually holds the keys, is the practical line between a corporate treasury buy and personal accumulation.